In front of us is the Archer Monument, standing proudly in the middle of the square with an arrow pointing towards the arms factory. Following the political changes in its history, Łużnik has been in private hands since the 14th of May 2007. Yes, yes, the deal was the result of the official receiver selling off Łużnik's assets for the amount of, pay attention now, 1,600 zloty, which at the time was the equivalent of 800 kilograms of scrap metal, which cost 2 zlotys a kilo. It's a wonder that the archer didn't fire his arrow in protest. Probably he didn't, because it would have just hit the factory. From the panel, you will learn more about the people who ran the factory and who made significant contributions to its development. You will learn about the engineer Kazimierz Ołtakowski, widely regarded as the father of the factory's success. At the time when he managed the plant, the factory expanded and employed a record number of about 3,000 workers. Working at the factory was regarded as prestigious. Many engineers from all over Poland came to Radom, tempted by high salaries and the offer of an apartment. It was for the workers that the housing estate we are heading to was built, full of mostly one-room apartments, as a good portion of the staff were single men. Just let me remind you that after crossing the busy street, please find the next panel at the beginning of the path leading between the tenement houses. Do you remember that I said that the factory is Radom and Radom is the factory? You can now see this with your own eyes and learn about the Planta estate. Its history is to be told on the next panel. Stand so that the panels are on your left, then go straight down the path through the square, then cross the street. There you will find our next panel, which will tell you about the Planta estate.